I want to read John 1:14. And John 1:14 says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Once Adam and Eve had broken the hearts of God, with them they fell into sin. God knew that there would be a need to atone for their sins. Jesus' birth accomplished that. For by sending Jesus to the world, he placed the Word, the divine Son of God, in the form of man so that he could bring our salvation. And salvation is only found in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. There's probably no better time than Christmas season to envision the glory of God. Every pageant, every nativity scene, and all the twinkling lights are our attempt to capture the glory, but ultimately, we must remember that Christmas represents God's grace and plan for our redemption. I want to read in Luke now. We'll start. Got too many books up here this morning. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the world should be registered. Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the day were complete for her to deliver. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Please join me as we sing Silent Night.
Thank you.
how they were in the same country, shepherds, living out in the field, keeping watch over the flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings and great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And with this will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace and goodwill toward men." I want to read a few paragraphs to you. And I want you to think about, as we read this, exactly what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And if we look at the world around us today, it is dark, it is dreary, there is killing, there is disease, there is food shortages, there is everything is going on. The world is dark. And in the same way, the world was dark because Adam and Eve brought their sins into the world. And so God had to make way for you and I to have light in all this darkness. And that same light shines today that shined in Bethlehem that night. The darkened skies of the Middle Eastern night gave no hint of explosion of light and splendor that was about to take place. As the watchful shepherds relaxed, the silence was interrupted with an occasional beating of the moon and the flocks moving in the hills. An extraordinary God had chosen these shepherds on this night to observe this magnificent glory. God broke through simple circumstances with a fantastic display of unimaginable brilliance directed from heaven. If the thought has ever crossed your mind that you may be too insignificant, too poor, too unworthy to receive the gospel, think again. The Lord entrusted the lowly shepherds with the news of Christ. No matter your social status, your job, your race, your role in life, you've heard the good news because God wants you to know and to tell others about His Son, Jesus Christ. The gospel is good news of mercy to the undeserving. The symbol of religion of Jesus is the cross, not the scales.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you great I
So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem. I'm going to stop right there. God stopped me. And Brother Tommy Bennett brought something to my attention earlier about their Sunday school lesson. And I talk about it every Sunday about people getting away from this book right here, the Bible. The word says that those angels were, shepherds came to them and they told them what was going to happen. And the word said, this is God's word, this ain't no man's word. It said, let us now go to Bethlehem and see the thing that come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. Let us now. Don't let any of these folks tell you that it was 2 or 3 years before they went, that it was 5 or 6 months before they went. The Bible tells us, and that's what I believe in, and that's what I preach. The Bible says now, right now. As soon as the angels left and the fear had left them of what had happened, they went straight to where Christ was at. And we live in a time where, my daddy used to tell me, you done got too smart for your britches. They done got too smart for their britches because they think they got it all figured out because they take the Greek and the Hebrew and they study it and they try to make it out of something that it's not. And I figured that when God says something in his word, that he means it. And so God said, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. It says, not only did they leave now, but they left in a hurry. And I have been to the Middle East, and there ain't nowhere in the Middle East that you can't get to the other point in 3 hours. So They went with haste, and they went now. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning the child. And that's what you and I need to be doing. We need to be widely known for telling that Jesus is a light in this dark world that we live in. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. It was told.
Faithful.
They had come into the houses, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Again, people, we live in a dark, dark world. Can y'all shut the back doors back there? You know, we live in a world to get darker in here. We live in a dark, dark world, as it was in the Middle East when Christ was born. I wrote a deal yesterday about Bethlehem and what Bethlehem means. And it was a place of fullness, of faithfulness. And you think about the world was as dark as it is right now. In our time, it was the same thing back then. And there was no light. There was no really happiness because it couldn't be found because the government had, they were headed right then to to go to pay taxes. That's the reason Mary and Joseph was there. Well, that's what God devised for them to be there, because it was in God's time. And it was dark, and people were wanting. And people in this world right now are wanting, and they don't even know what they're wanting. They want peace in their heart. They want to do everything that they can, most people, to live the best life that they can and do the best that they can do. But I submit to you this morning, you can't do it because of that child that was born in that crib, in that manger, in Bethlehem. We can have light in our lives in the darkest moment. Think about Bethlehem and the manger, the nativity. And you think about, you look in there and you see Mary and Joseph, and baby Jesus, and the angels surrounding him, and the wise men, and you see the chickens and the dogs and the ducks and the donkeys and the cows and all the stuff that's in there. Just stop a minute and look. Put yourself in that manger. Even though you're not a ceramic figure sitting in that manger, and you wasn't there in the flesh that day, that manger was there for you. Every one of us, because of the manger, can have Jesus Christ in our heart. We can have that light in our life. And so I want you to imagine this auditorium is not quite dark enough, but it's dark enough. As a world, and Jesus came into the world, and he brought that light. And we talk about light a lot of times. Light kills darkness. It don't make any difference where you go or what you do. Light kills darkness. Darkness is gone. And the same thing is true in your life. That darkness, that whatever's in there that is dark and you want to get rid of, it's only one cure. And that's that baby in that manger in Bethlehem on that night. So you look at that manger scene, a lot of us probably got about the house. Look at it and put yourself in that manger and realize that how mighty and awesome the Lord Jesus Christ was, that he made it, he had you on his mind in that manger. He had you on his mind when he went to that cross. He had you on his mind when he resurrected from that grave. He had you on his mind when he ascended into heaven. And praise God, and all the darkness and all the things that's going on in this world we live in, that light, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That light will one day come into this world again. And those who have put their trust and faith and hope in him will live. Jennifer, going to say?
Sure. I'm looking up.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees and hear. shall he break, for the slave is a brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we with all our hearts. We praise his holy name. So fall on your knees and hear the angel voices. Oh, not divine. Oh, Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born.
What God intended for you and I to do is spread that light. Just like those angels, I mean those wise men, they went to see him and they went back in a hurry to tell what they had saw, and people were blessed by what they told them. Jesus is a light.
Amen.
Let's, and Jesus is everything. And we can't make it without him. You may think you can't, but you can. Let's pray. Father God, I come to you this morning. Lord, again, I thank you for this day. God, what this day represents. And Lord, I pray and just thank you for these people that are here this morning, God, that have filled this auditorium, Lord God, because of you, Lord God. And God, we all want to show you, Lord God, that we love you, that we trust you. God, I pray for every family here that they have a joyous and Merry, Merry Christmas, Lord God, not leaving you out of any of it. And God, we praise you. And God, we honor you. And Father, I pray for this world tonight, Lord God. It's Christmas time and the hunger, the people that are hurting in war-torn countries, Lord God. All the things that's going on, Father, and let us all thank God that we are in America, Lord God, and that we have food on our tables, Lord God, and that you have blessed us so. And God, I pray that we in this church would always put you first. As Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. God, we seek that, and we praise you, and we honor you. It's in your name we pray. Amen.